Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Little Christmas Faith, written by Catherine Freeman, read by Willow Nash. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26 2JT. Chapter 1. 10 Days Before Christmas. Only a fool would open a hotel 10 days before Christmas. Faith swept her hand lovingly across the gleaming oak reception desk. She guessed that made her a fool. A smile spread slowly across her face. At least she was a happy one. The old wooden door creaked open, and a smart-looking couple in their late 60s strode in, the man dragging a ridiculously large wheeled suitcase behind him. Faith hid a smile. "Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Watkins. Welcome to the Old Mill, the Lake District's newest and, if you forgive my bias, finest boutique hotel." The lady chuckled, the curls of her silver hair bobbing.
"Why, thank you. It's a delight to be here." She elbowed her companion in the ribs. "Isn't it, Eric?"
The gentleman huffed.
"Would be if I hadn't had to heave this ruddy suitcase out of the car and across gravel that puts Brighton Beach to shame. Who the blazes would put gravel in a hotel car park?"
Faith's lips twitched.
"A hotelier short of money, perhaps?"
The lady let out a humph sound.
"Ignore him. He's miffed because I couldn't decide which clothes to pack, so I put them all in."
"We only live 3 miles away,"
the man muttered, but his eyes were twinkling.
"We're staying in our daughter's new hotel for a few nights," her mother countered. "I wasn't sure what I needed."
Faith laughed and went to hug her parents.
"Whatever you wear, I couldn't have a more perfect couple as my first guests."
"Let's see if you're still saying that when she's complaining about the vegetables being overcooked."
Her father picked up the case again as Faith began to lead the way to the room she'd allocated them on the ground floor.
"The vegetables will be perfect," she answered. "Mario and Antonio are fabulous chefs."
Faith was confident the restaurant was in safe hands, thanks to the Italian brothers. It was the rest of the hotel she was now agonizingly unsure about. Behind her, Faith heard her father drop the handle of the case, leaving it to clatter to the floor.
"Good God!"
She swung round, following the direction of his eyes.
"What's wrong?"
Beside him, her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?